Welcome to Awakening Matters. Welcome to Awakening Matters. I am your host, Cynthia Sloan. I hope wherever you are right now and whatever your surroundings look like that you're able to feel, focus on, or call forth a sense of peace that is non-circumstantial, that represents not necessarily what is or isn't going on, but just a sense of peace that is represented at all times within the soul. So the soul has many experiences and is a witness to so much, if you will, but the soul also is able to embody, experience, hold, and release peace to you. So I hope that wherever you are tonight, that today, tonight, whatever time it is, wherever you are, that you know that you call upon the sense of peace within your soul to be made available to you now, non-circumstantial and outside of time, timeless, ageless, outside of trauma, that you claim it and you allow yourself to breathe in your own sense of peace and not necessarily waiting for it to be offered to you externally, but that you claim it internally. I hope that for you. So Awakening Matters covers many, many topics, from our humanity to our soul evolution and health, mental health, emotional health, universal consciousness, and so on and so forth. And to me, it's all connected. I will never speak to you about anything that I have not lived first. I will never share with you anything that I have not lived myself. And with that, Awakening Matters is about not only how I have awakened, but that it matters. And also, of course, representing the physical matters of awakening, which leads me to my topic tonight. And that's near-death experiences. So I've had many near-death experiences, and I have to say that they've all been different. Have the outcome been different? No, I'm still here. I'm talking to you. So clearly, I came back. But what I will say is every journey was different and had its own beauty. I will say the aspect of peace outside of the body was always present. And so that's something that was very, the continuity of that was present and ongoing. And so I think this is all very timely in regards to not only my slot on this exceptional off-the-charts program, not necessarily just mine, but what carries us all, which is this incredible body of work that we are all a part of. And so I say to you that to be on the show tonight is very much in alignment, because my father died at the age of 58. And I will be turning 59 tomorrow. And I've always wondered, I have in my humanity, I wonder if I'll pass when I'm 58, like he did. Well, that leads me to what happened the other day. So the other day I was in my home alone, and I was putting something up on the wall. And I have a lot of out-of-this-world, quite literally, experiences. So I'm not really, that's normal for me. That's my normal. And so I was putting something on the wall. So I was facing the wall. And behind me was, let's say, the living room. So couch, et cetera, carpeting. Okay, you get the drift. So I was facing the wall, thinking about where to put something up on the wall, when all of a sudden I was, the view of the wall was not necessarily gone, but I was up above my head. How do I know? Because my view of the room, of the wall, and of me was from above. And I had a moment where, as one would, where I remember thinking to myself, whoa, distortion, wait, what, something is, it's like I was aware that I was seeing the top of my head, the wall, the carpeting, the dogs, etc., but I didn't understand. There wasn't a conscious, like, okay, I'm going to leave my body and go up above my, it was just all of a sudden I was there. And it did feel like all of a sudden. So it was very, it felt very, not startling, but I felt very confused at that moment. So I'm up, my view is up above my head, and I'm looking down at the top of my head, can't see my face, and I think, well, what? And then all of a sudden, weirdest thing happened. I've never had this happen. I'm looking at the top of my head, and my head, my eyes close on my body, not my etheric eyes, my soul eyes, but my eyes close on my etheric body, and I'm standing there, and I see my physical body, the head on my physical body, fall backwards, and I literally was about to watch my body fall back, like join my head and fall backwards and hit the ground hard. So this was all happening outside of time, in the sense that I was watching it, I was having thoughts, I was experiencing it at the same time. I mean, when we're outside of time, when we're outside of our bodies, we're able to have more of a wholeness of our capacity and abilities, being able to think, experience, see, contemplate, et cetera, all at the same time without having to create compartments. So when my eyes closed, my head went backwards, and I saw that my body was about to fall backwards, I felt that everything in that physical body stopped. The heart stopped, the blood stopped, everything came to a complete halt. But it wasn't just my body. When I looked around, the dogs had stopped moving. It felt like everything, even the earth itself, had stopped for just a split second and then started up again. And do I mean that when it started up again, that I didn't fall, or, you know, I started to dance a jig? No, I mean that I then felt my body start up again, like you turn on a computer, I guess is what I would use as an example. And everything came back online, so to speak. My eyes were still closed. My head, again, all happening at the same time. My head was still falling, if you will. My body was moving in that direction, but didn't join it. And all of a sudden, when I understood, it's like I had this conscious. So all of that happened that I just shared with you. And then I had this conscious awareness of, hey, wait a second, like understanding what was about to happen, which is so interesting, because think about it. If that was my exit date, my exit moment, how I was going to leave, et cetera, I was having the conscious awareness in that moment to be like, hey, wait a second. Which, honestly, was surprising to me, because when I'm going to go, I'm going to go, and I, that's okay. And so anyway, I felt myself go, hey, wait a second. Like, all of a sudden it dawned on me what was about to happen. And I shot straight back into my body so fast and with such intensity that I heard, how can I put this? I heard an etheric, like if I jumped up and jumped back down, I heard an etheric, the down low when my soul hit my feet, so to speak. Oh, God bless you if you're following me still in this conversation. But yes, it's happened. It happened and it's real. So I'm in my body. My head flies upward. My eyes, you know, open clearly. And then I myself, in my body, propel myself forward. So I went from starting to lean back pretty, but again, outside of time. So it was really like in slow motion, or my witnessing of it was in slow motion. But when I jumped back into my body, or I don't know, came back in my body, and why do I know I came back into my body? Because my perspective was no longer the top of my head, but the wall in front of me. So I'm like, okay, I'm in. And then I immediately was like, I have to create balance here. I'm about to do a back bend and I need to totally fly forward. And so I did. I flew forward and my hands were on the wall and I was on my knees and I was like, what just happened? I mean, there were so many parts to it. I was like, now, when I say all of that happened, literally it happened probably within a 2-minute time period. In physical time, in etheric universal consciousness time, it felt like it went on for like a half an hour. It was like, wait, why am I looking at the top of my head? Wait, what's going on? That's the weirdest feeling. How come my head's, my body is completely unplugged. Wait a second. So it was like so interesting. Whatever your belief system is, in that moment when I came back into the body, I definitely, in my own belief system, said an intention. And so back in the body, my hands on the wall and my knees on the floor, and my dogs, I have a lot of dogs, they were staring at me like, what? And I went, oh my gosh, that could have literally been my exit date. Like, I could have literally not be talking to you right now, or you could be hearing something very different from someone else right now. And so I had that experience. And what was wild is what I do for a living, and I have a waiting list, and I'm usually one after another, after another, after another of clients. I immediately, for some reason, my alarm went off on my phone, which was across the living room into the kitchen. My focus was, oh my gosh, this just happened to me and I need to get in the car and drive to a client's house and do a session for them. I laugh a lot in my life with myself. So I thought, well, let's stand up and see how you feel. So I stood up and I was like, wow. I don't feel weird. I don't feel shaky. I don't feel out of balance. I feel like I've had too much coffee. So there was a lot of adrenaline in me. And so then I literally grabbed my keys, told the dogs I'd see them later, jumped in the car, and I'm in the car driving down the street, and I'm going, do you understand that you're driving a car right now? And do you understand what just happened to you a few minutes ago? It's like, I'm going to really sit down with that and look at it when I'm done working and I get home. But, yeah, my mind was blown. It was blown because the other times that I've had near-death experiences, none of them were like what I just shared with you. They were like literally leaving my body, going towards the light embracing me, enfolding me from every direction, and I wanted to go to the light. There was a lot of light around me. I forgot to mention that when I was looking at myself from above, a lot of light around me, but still it was so different because, different and good, but, or just different. I mean, who needs to define it emotionally or mentally? But, the other experiences were of going to the light, wanting to go to the light, feeling the light was warm and loving and illuminated. And, I felt in my previous, experiences like I was floating or being carried. This one was more of like, what is happening? So that's how I am. It was fascinating. I'm still here. And so I'm going to be still here, meaning embody and be fascinated by what transpired and that I'm still here to contemplate it, share it. I felt like it was an expansion. Maybe, like I said, turning on a computer, maybe it was new data. I don't know. Maybe it was a reboot. Very different, though. But I can honestly say, without laughing, that had I stayed in my body, I would have fallen backwards and just immediately been gone, died. And then the human conversation, our humanity after that, days after that, where I was thinking about it, I'm like, wait a second. Did I just rewrite my exit date? And what does that mean? Does that mean from that moment forward, there is no soul contract? It's like, hey, the sky's the limit. There's no, everything's complete, nothing to grasp, gain, understand, et cetera. Is that what that means? Does it mean, what does it mean? And of course, I have a strong belief in talking to my guides and looking at my soul contract, my hall of records, my Akashic records, et cetera. So I gained a tremendous amount of knowledge about what transpired, why it transpired that way, and what comes next. I mean, in all our lives, personal lives, we have the ability to, in our universal law of free will, we have the ability to, we have the ability of choice, is how I'll put it. I would say the hope is that everyone has the ability of choice intact, and able to do so. But, that was wild, which leads me to, an experience that happened right after that. Well, a couple of days after that, I went into a local pet store just to pick up some dog food and dog toys. And I walk in and they're having an adoption event, dogs of all sizes and et cetera. And, you know, if I could, I would have taken them all home. So I was like, stay focused. You're here for a dog food, not a dog. So that's just how I am. You know, I'm like, do I need a fish? No. Do I, look, they have birds. Do I need? No. Look, they have dogs. Come on, let's get a cat. That's my inner dialogue with myself. So, but this time I walked in and I saw they were having an adoption event and I thought, oh no. Oh no, for me, because of what I just shared. So, I'm walking around and I'm looking at the animals and I look up and I see an older gentleman. And he's wearing a suit and a tie. And there's a woman with him and she's very nicely dressed. She's wearing high heels and hose and a suit jacket, et cetera. And I'm like, was that what brought my attention to them? No, no, not at all. But it was different. And I celebrate different. Ah, do I celebrate different? So if anything, I would have turned and said, you know, something about how fabulous they are. But instead, I looked at them both and I absolutely knew them. I absolutely knew them. And I looked at the man standing next to me and he looked at me like he had been in my life my whole life. And I looked at him and I immediately was taken back to my near-death experience and then looked at him again. And he looked up at me and I looked at him and he said, hi, and he smiled. And I internally said, I know you. I know you. And I've known you forever. I've known you forever. And then the woman came over, his wife, partner, whoever she was to him, and said, hello. And I knew her forever as well. And we were all looking at this one dog, even though this dog was surrounded by four other dogs. And this is all I can only share from my perspective. My perspective is such that when I'm out of body, I'm able to hold, as I shared, many different experiences, factors, consciousness, everything. But when I'm in body, it's usually the mind or the emotional body. And so at that moment, the mental body went, I know you so well. I've known you forever, but I can't place your name. And so I was looking down at the dog, but not really seeing the dog. And I was thinking how my mind was going, how do I know you? How do I know you? Not panicked, just an inquiry. And when I looked up, they were gone, like they were never there, gone. Seriously. And so I looked up and I thought, oh my gosh, they're gone. So then because I was, that immediately made me not go look for them, but it was like, okay, go get the dog food, finish while you're here. But why don't you also take a look and see if you can run into them again. They were gone. They were no longer in the store, which then caused my mental body to go, maybe you should ask other people if they saw the very nicely dressed couple looking at dogs. Anyway, no, I didn't do that. I just kind of wished them well, etherically, blessed the experience, blessed them, and went along my way. And why am I mentioning this? Because sometimes we meet people in our lives and it's just for a moment, like the one I shared. Sometimes it's for years or longer even. And we're in each other's lives for many different reasons. Clearly, everyone knows this. But I feel like those that woman and that man, because immediately my out-of-body experience or near-death experience or whatever it was experience was brought to my attention. But I feel like we meet people, and I want to put this very clearly. When we meet people, a person, a group, an individual, a couple, regardless of where we meet them, it's about our own soul evolution. It's not about the other person. It's about your own soul evolution. So what does that mean, putting it in different words? It's about how you perceive me is a reflection of you. And how I perceive you is a reflection of me. And so, not only that, but when you do meet somebody or think you remember somebody, et cetera, I always, it's in my heart to try and always leave some light and love wherever I go, even if it's a smile, even if it's an exchange like that I had at the pet store, even if it's an exchange known or unknown to you or a short conversation. I feel like it is an opportunity, however, for you to experience healing yourself. If you are kind to another, then you are loving yourself. If you take a moment to be in the present moment and share with that individual, known or unknown to you, a light or lightness or kindness, you have just elevated and empowered and increased your frequency and your vibration. You have just gone higher, even if it's not your intention. Even if it's not your intention. And never do anything from, oh, I want to increase my frequency, so I'm going to be nice to this person here, because that'll make you go lower, not higher. It has to be authentic. Water has no effect on fake flowers. Let me repeat that. Water has no effect on fake flowers. That's not mine. I read that somewhere, and I don't remember where. But the thing here is to be the best version of you is to allow yourself to bring the best version of yourself into your life. And for me, it's remembering that I'm a vibration, I'm a frequency. I am a universal being, and that the frequency that I am embodying wherever I go is, I'm going to expand it. I'm going to expand that light. I'm going to increase, not because of I want something in return from others or a place or what have you, but because wherever you go, you have the opportunity to represent yourself. But here's the key. I'm going to be 59 tomorrow, and what I've experienced and come to learn after a very difficult life, human life, incredible off the charts, spiritual, vibrational, universal life, coexisting. But after 59 years of life tomorrow, what I've come to learn is, do you belong to yourself? So you belong to your mother, your father, your siblings. You belong to your job. You belong to your friends. You belong to your work. You belong to... So these are all the places that either fuel you or take from you, whatever your experience is with those factions of your life. But what I've come to learn and know throughout my life is when we rely on others and other things, and, you know, when I get that promotion, I will feel this. When I get that boyfriend, I will feel this. when, I mean, in certain, it's very natural and normal in our society to feel that way or contemplate that. And so, but there is another aspect that is an invitation to you. If it resonates, if it doesn't, throw it out and make it your own. But if it does, it's the opportunity in between you waiting for that thing which is going to make it, or that thing that's going to break it, or that person or that situation, to stop and say, in your own words, but as an example, I belong to myself. I've come home to myself. I care about myself. I love myself. And it might sound so non-impactful to have that dialogue with yourself. So I would invite you to really be in the present moment and align with that dialogue, align with that moment, the simplicity of that moment. Look in the mirror if you have to. In fact, I invite you to look in the mirror and not look at all the parts that you don't want to accept or you want to change or so-and-so doesn't like, but to look at all those parts and say, I love you. I love all of you. And I have come home to myself. And I accept myself. And I belong to myself, etc. Now, what happens when you do that? Literally, any kind of deficit or diminishment from your past or trauma from your past, hopefully your past and not your present, but even present trauma, wherever you are in your walk of life, when you take a moment to honestly, again, water has no effect on fake flowers, so if you want to water your soul and water your emotional and mental body and feel the result of that wholeness, you have to be fully present in that moment. What does that mean? It means not being, not driving and going, I love myself. I'm so great. I love my hair today. My outfit looks fabulous. No, I'm talking about authentically taking a moment to say, okay, all the parts of me that others have not liked, not understood, all the parts of me that I have not liked, that I have thrown away or what have you, whatever it is for you that you do not accept, allow, etc., or that you haven't even contemplated, to bring it all in. I return to myself. I belong to myself, and I love it all. I love it all. Does that mean other people need to love it? No, that's the whole point. You loving yourself, and I mean authentically, because some people are like, yeah, I love myself, but there's all this stuff going on in my life. Yes, and let's not have the stuff that's going on in your life replace your love for yourself. Let's have all that stuff that's going on in your life. Let's look at the solution. Let's look at why it's happening. Let's look at what it's telling you. That's what I do in my work. What is it telling you? What is it telling you about yourself? What is it telling you about your life, your past lives, your present life, your future life, this moment? What is it telling you? Let's look at that. But in the meantime, don't stop loving yourself. Don't start hating yourself because you don't understand. Don't start hating yourself because your external world is hating you. In fact, love yourself even more. Accept yourself. Belong to yourself. And what you'll start finding is your desire to use more words and explain yourself and be seen and understood, etc., starts to dissipate. Does that mean you don't care about how people feel about you anymore? No. It means you love yourself enough to not abandon yourself. And that's really important. That's really important. Why? Because it's ancestral. I can almost guarantee, unfortunately, that your ancestry, your grandparents, the relatives before them, maybe even in your immediate life, have abandoned themselves. And so it's passed down. And how dare you, as the black sheep of my family, and, you know, I love black sheep, so I hate using that terminology, but as the chosen individual that everyone bonded together in to hate on, so they emboldened each other and felt like a group, a club, if you will, together empowered to hate the black sheep. They felt closer in their false empowerment, which did not last. But what happened for me, clearly, is a relationship with my spirit guides and my counsel. Am I perfect? Oh, my God, no, nobody is. And if somebody's telling you they're perfect, big red flag there. But I'm just sharing with you in your own life, if you feel the need to be perfect, that's not how you break the pattern of ancestral abuse and trauma passed down. The way you, well, one way of doing it, there's many ways of doing it, is allowing yourself to have a new dialogue that replaces the old dialogue that you heard shared with you as a child, and now it's coming out of your mouth. That you, if you're like, well, I don't know where to begin. If there is a negative comment, belief system that you have about yourself, and it's coming up in your mental or emotional body, that's where you begin. What do I mean? I mean, let your life in your mental body and your emotional body reveal to you what a new script, dialogue, influence is needed. So as an example to you, it comes up within you, I'm not good enough. You start there, and all of a sudden, you start saying to yourself, even quietly, etherically, or out loud, I am not only good enough, I am whole, I am complete, I belong to myself, and I do not carry the burdens of others before me. But most importantly, self-acceptance. And I receive that. So we can accept all that we want. But if there's a part of you that you're like, yeah, I've been saying all this stuff and nothing's happening, there's maybe one part, and that is, and I receive it. I this, and that, and I am open to receiving it. It does not seem powerful. It is life-changing. It is life-changing. When you have looked to others your whole life, from childhood on, and only felt, and maybe you don't know that you do, maybe you only feel that you matter and that you exist because of what you are doing, who you are being, and the validation of others, and that's how you see yourself. And I'm just saying, include seeing yourself in the mix. Do you see yourself in the mix? Not, oh yeah, I see that I have to do that, or I'm not good enough there. No, include yourself in the mix and say, hey, it doesn't matter if how these people feel about me, as if I have an anchor and I'm an energy source of a continuum within me that is a constant positivity, and I'm shifting my entire life energy around me. I mean, those are my words, but you can make them your own words. But when you start going, well, where do I begin? Negative thought comes up, replace it with the opposite. Another negative thought comes up, replace it with the opposite. Don't try and change the people around you either. Don't try and say, my invitation to you is don't try and say to them, I love myself so you don't affect me anymore. That statement in itself shows that they can. So you really want to move into an inner relationship with yourself where your own inner dialogue becomes a strong anchor, a foundation for you that stabilizes you energetically balances you, and it doesn't matter who likes you and who hates you, because you've got your own back, and I want to say, and you love yourself, but let's just say, and you celebrate who you are and that you are. So I invite you to visit my website. It's CYNTHIA, Cynthia Sloan, S-L-O-N, the number 9.com. Lots of info on there. And the times that we're living in right now most certainly call to trigger fear, trigger hope, trigger all kinds of things. Please don't force yourself to be one thing or another. Allow whatever comes up in you to come up. The more you try to stop a part of you from coming up, the stronger you're feeding it and fueling it. So my invitation to you is let it all come up and choose kindness. Don't judge yourself. And please don't bypass the fact that you are an energy source in the universe. And if you focus on light, if you focus on transmutation, if you focus on the greatest version of who you are energetically, you have just helped more lives than you are even able to count. So please don't become dependent on just your physicality and what it can do. When you feel like you can do no longer, go within and connect with the source of who you are, the energy, the vibration, and the frequency, and shine your light as brightly as it is intended. And it surpasses and moves through all density. I know, because I also do that for a living. So I send you blessings and so much love, and I hope you find yourself in the center of your own love. Welcome to Awakening Matters.